This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The next text says, the 12s originated at Texas A&M. Okay, let's get to the NFL. True or false? What do we got today, Swigar?
Let's see. Hey, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers revealed their new uniforms for the 2020 season earlier today.
Are they new?
They look new.
Like they're the old, early 2000s
ones. I didn't see too much. I thought they were going to go to the way back creamsicle, swashbuckler,
and
I would have been much happier.
The only new one I felt like, and it was the only one I didn't like, was the all black. I don't think they used to wear all blacks, did they?
Are they all black, or that was like a darker gray?
I thought it was slate gray.
Yeah. Oh, okay, maybe it was a slate gray. I thought it should have been more of a charcoaly. I don't know. I thought,
Anyway. I like them. They won a Super Bowl in those.
Yeah.
True or false, Tom Brady's Tampa Bay jersey will be the most purchased jersey in 2020.
True. I think you're going to have a lot of non-Patriot Buck fans who just root for Tom Brady or great quarterbacks or great players in general will buy it. Buck fans will absolutely buy it. And I think even Patriot fans that appreciate and miss Tom.
No way they're buying a Buccaneers.
I really think some of them will.
No way.
Dude, you think in the 20-year run that they have,
he didn't have
his own fans outside of just Patriot fan?
Well, sure, maybe Tom Brady fans, but you said Patriot fans.
Yeah, because I think there are fans who legitimately love Tom as much, if not more, than their own team.
Do Niner fans own Joe Montana Chief jerseys?
Some of them do.
No way I would ever buy that as a fan.
They split it. M-O-N is in Chief. Tana is in Niner.
I'm going to say that this is false.
Okay.
I think that people are tired of Tom Brady.
Who's going to have a better jersey sale than him?
Some cool Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, kind of a younger, sexier guy that relates to the youth.
Tom was
fan.
Like two or three even when he was in New England for 20 years. You know that, right?
I think Buck fans will buy a lot of them, but there's not that many Buck fans. And I'm going to say this is false.
Wow.
I think this is true.
Buck fans going to text and pissed at dirt now. We're going to piss off every team in the NFL.
Who's next?
No kidding. No, I think this is true. The novelty of it that combined with a brand new redesign of the uniform, I think it'll be berserk. Plus, I think people have a lot of time to sit around now. They're not going out to bars and they're not doing this. So once they put that out on the NFL shop, when I imagine the commercials are already ready to air during the draft, which leads us to our next true or false. The NFL preparing for a totally virtual draft later this month, but several teams are now worried about the level of cybersecurity they need to conduct draft day business. True or false? There will be at least one team that fails to make a pick in the time allotted due to a technical issue.
This is for sure true.
This has got to be true.
Wasn't it the Vikings in the early 2000s that had a snafu with this, and that's when the draft was even in person? This is for sure going
to
happen.
So the Swag is alluding to it, and I just saw it again on Twitter from one of the national NFL reporters. Teams are starting to internally worry about this because they feel like they're not as ready for this draft as they could be. And I'll just tell you right now, one, really, you have all the tape from all these players. You've already had the combine. You can call or Skype these guys. It's no different than having them in person. I hope a lot of teams take advantage of these stupid teams who are worried right now. Take advantage of them, because clearly there's teams that are going to panic and make dumb trades or make dumb picks. Take advantage of that.
Is anybody else kind of rooting for chaos in this? Like for like a team to get hacked and like a Leroy Jenkins to come on and announce a random pick.
Over under two combo, dog or kid interruptions from a team.
Oh, I'll go over.
Or do you think they will mandate their families to be way the hell away from wherever they're doing their Skype in?
This is going to be so weird.
I think most of the GMs will be, at least for the first round. I think the first 2 days now. the third day when it's 4 through 7 rounds, then chaos may ensue. But because I believe the first 2 days it'll be, they might start it a little bit earlier. Rather, because I think they started at 5 o'clock, 4:30 or 5. They might start at 3 Pacific time in the afternoon.
They should just do one. They should do it for a week and do a round per day. We would watch it every day, wouldn't you?
No, I mean, I'd stop after the second round.
But yes, I believe
I'd probably go through 4. I'm not gonna lie.
I believe this is true. That there's gonna be some glitch and the time will run out and then everybody will panic. It's also being reported HBO's Hard Knocks going to be a 2-for this year, chronicling both the Rams and Chargers. They're supposed to move into SoFi Stadium. True or false, the Chargers QB battle will be the biggest draw for this edition of HBO Hard Knocks.
Well, I mean, this is just going to line up to be true because yet again, we're looking at a scenario where we don't think that there's going to be any live sports in the foreseeable future unless something drastically changes. So I will go right now with the view of this is true. It's also two teams. Way to get creative and go from the Rams 3 years ago to the Rams again.
Yeah, why do we got the Rams? I mean, I get it's not.
I'm not
Fisher
interested
anymore,
in the Rams.
But
I'm not interested.
I'm not either. I'm with you on that one. I don't find Sean McVay's interesting. You'll get a little backstory there. But remember, he was all over Hard Knocks last year because they had those joint practices with Oakland, and they told the backstory of him, Gruden, and how he was on Hard Knocks way back in the day when he was like a assistant under Gruden in the late 90s.
Now, I'm guessing they're doing this.
This is reliant, though. Like, this question, to say true, is reliant on them taking a quarterback. Because if the Chargers don't take a quarterback, then there is no quarterback battle. And even if they take a quarterback, there might not be a quarterback battle.
There may not be one anyway.
But just the influx of a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. If they draft Herbert, I feel like it's going to be a we don't hear from him very much.
Yeah, I mean, he's not overly compelling
to begin
with.
He's trying so hard to be this outwardly loud, talkative guy right now because that's a negative for him. But reality is we see what he's like in Eugene for 4 years. He's might be a really good person behind the scenes.
Yeah, he has a great personality when cameras aren't pointed in his face.
I think when cameras are around, it changes him a little bit.
I'll say that this is false, though. Something else randomly will pop up. I'll go false.
I think the running back position for the Rams will end up being more compelling than the quarterback position. And I also think the reason they're picking these two LA teams isn't in the new stadium also an NFL Films.
Well, that stadium's not done.
So, yeah.
Well, that's
part of the problem.
Yeah. But I think at least in LA, you have.
That's where their hub's going to be.
You have
though.
Production facilities
all over the place
so they can do it quickly if they need to. Finally, free agent defensive end Jadeveon Clowney is backing off from his initial salary demands. There are rumors of more teams entering the bidding that include the Browns and now the Jets. True or false, Clowney will end up signing a deal for no more than 2 years when he does eventually come to terms with an NFL team.
You know, I'd think about doing that if I was him. If he can't get this long-term 22-per-year deal.
Is he going to get it in 2 years, though? If he's going to be like 33, I think. How old is he now?
Is he 31?
I thought he was.
Maybe he's going to lead that long?
Let me look at it.
If you can play like a...
Yeah, no, I am 100% wrong. He's 27. So if he signed a 2-year deal, he'll turn 27. He'll be 28, 20. So he'll be 30 by the time he gets free agency again on a 2-year deal.
Hey, some players had to play with multi-years on the tag. If you could get 2 years, 16 to 18 a year, and then get another 2-year deal where you get 16 to 18 a year, maybe that's the way you got to go about getting your big money contract. Because it doesn't appear today, and watch this happen right at 3 o'clock, that anybody's given him a 4-year deal worth whatever he was aiming to get with fill in the blank guaranteed. So maybe he has to play the short-term game to get the most money.
There's also reports today, saying it's a slim chance he goes back to Seattle. I don't really believe anything I read at this point around the NFL anymore, but I'm going to say that this is true. I think somebody's going to throw a little bit more money at him for a shorter-term deal. You don't want to be locked in long-term just because you don't know how good he's going to be in 3-4 years. But if I'm a team that needs a defensive end, am I willing to throw 2 years, $19 million or something like that at him? Yeah, probably. I think this ends up being true.
I think this is true as well. He'll probably take whatever the highest bidder is at this point, but he won't want a long-term deal so he can get back out there. Plus, two, if the new TV deals kick in, if they're negotiated here as the league wants and the Salary cap goes way up, and then he can pounce again.
By the way, the 1980 decade for the Seahawks, they averaged 7.5 wins.
Yes.
Real memorable. Real memorable.
I love how people get so offended by stuff like that. Somebody texted in, I watched the Seahawks in the 80s. They sucked.
There's nothing wrong with admitting your team sucked for a while. That's okay.
The Blazers have sucked for the better part of 20 years. I have no problem admitting that, nor do I get offended if you say that.
Hey, the Seahawks sucked, but I loved Joey Galloway. He was one of my favorite players to watch.
For sure he was, man. There's some legendary Seahawks from back in the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.